Well, howdy, guys. Now, here's a 26-year-old femon who's beating up her boyfriend. Apparently, she went out in the evening, leaving her 3-year-old child with him to look after. And when she came back a little bit early, he was found on the couch with her best friend doing naughty things. So she attacked him and filmed it at the same time. Now, a lot of times, femons are the instigators of violence in the relationship. But usually they just break down to cry, and when the police come, she says she was just defending herself, you know. And he's always been abusive and controlling, you know. It's all a bunch of lies and deceit. And the man gets taken away to jail. Because, as we know, males aren't really allowed to defend themselves against femons, otherwise they go to jail. But because this femon filmed herself doing it, even the law couldn't turn a blind eye, like they usually do. There is a video, I'll put a link to it down below, and you'll see that the man doesn't defend himself in any way. Because if he did, he'd be in jail. And they call it the femon scorn, of course, but really, it's just violence. Of course, all femons today have social media pages. They're all celebrities or models. And this femon has all the red flags. Anyway, this femon has pleaded guilty. Well, she has to, doesn't she? There's video proof. Her video proof. But of course, she won't receive anything a man would have received if there was a video of him slapping a femon. Because it's okay in society for femons to slap males, but not the other way round. If a man brushes past a femon in a crowd, that could be sexual assault. But this femon has been in trouble with the police quite a number of times already. You can tell her life is complete chaos and drama and a mess. And this 3-year-old child has been brought up in that toxic atmosphere. So there's really not much chance for that child to have a normal life and turn out to be a normal person. And apparently it's her ex-boyfriend now. But it won't change her life because her life has been chaos and drama up to now. They say that masculinity is toxic. Femons are the toxic ones in society that I see. I've seen a lot more violence from femons in relationships than I have males. But I'm not just talking physical violence from femons, I'm talking mental cruelty as well. But once again, guys, a video to the rescue. Videos don't lie. Femons do. You take it easy, fellas, and keep ducking.